One day, he would make 3 dozen calls to raise millions for Prestonwood. The next day, he'd lead a Bible study with the poor in Bonton. The common denominator? He was all about loving and serving. None of which paid our family's overdue electric bill, of course. If my mother had long ago seen where this was getting the family financially, it didn't hit my father until he went to the grocery store one day and realized he didn't have enough money, not even on a credit card, for food. "With effort," he said, "I tamped down a panicky feeling rising from my gut and asked the Lord for help." Soon thereafter, he was working in South Dallas when Mom called. A Prestonwood family had heard of their financial plight and stopped by. They wanted to buy my mom and dad a freezer. "Honey," he said, "we can't eat metal. We need food. We don't need a freezer because we don't have the food to put in it." "Well, babe, they still want to buy us one," my mother said. "Okay, then tell them we'll put it in the storage shed alongside the house. It's wired for power, and at least it won't be in the way out there." The day after the freezer arrived, the woman who, along with her husband, had given it to my folks called and asked Mom if she wanted to go shopping. "For what?" "Well, for food, of course. We bought that freezer. It needs food in it." That incident was a huge faith moment for my father. "God listens, and He answers," my dad wrote, "and God gave me confidence in His promise to meet all our needs when we commit to seeking His kingdom and righteousness. That freezer full of deluxe cut beef reminded me that missionary Jim Elliot was right. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep."